I love a good fish fry. I love them as far back as I can remember. For me, it is the ultimate comfort food. I grew up in a small fishing town on Lake Michigan. My grandpa fished nearly every day. It was a Roman Catholic town mostly, and Fridays for everyone meant fish fry. Every corner bar in Manistee, and there were a lot of them, had a fish fry. There were two bars near our house, Red's Tavern and Frank's Place. The anticipation of the fish fry began when my mom would take out the aluminum grater from her cabinet for coleslaw, because in those days you made your own coleslaw for the fish fry. She'd take out the cabbage and the carrots and begin. I remember being sent down to Red's Tavern to pick up the fish fry when I was probably 5 years old. I'd walk into the bar and be handed a large brown paper bag. I could feel the warmth of its contents. I could smell the fish and the grease coming through the bottom of the bag. It was always the same. French fries, fried perch just caught in the lake, and slices of white bread. Steve may know what I'm talking about from those small towns in Michigan. I would walk home and we'd sit down. We'd open the bag and get right into it. The fish fry meant comfort, familiarity, and connection with my family and pretty much everyone else in town. It also meant for me as a small child, it was a safe time during the week in a household that wasn't always a safe place to live. Fish fry meant it was going to be a good night in the house. It was the ordinary ritual in often what felt like a house filled with chaos, confusion, alcohol, and sometimes violence. It seemed like an impossible situation, at least it did to a small kid. Fish fry meant it was going to be okay tonight. It was the absolute ordinariness of the fish fry that brought order, relief, and community, and a sense of family that often seemed elusive, at least in those days it did. Fish fries comfort me to this day. When I became pastor at St. James Pocatonic, my very first time showing up at the church was to be indoctrinated into their legendary fish fries that have been going on now for a consecutive 54 years. And I knew from that it was going to be the right place for me at the time. I remember pulling up in the parking lot, and if you were getting carryout, you would pull in the parking lot, stop there, go in and get your stuff. However, if you were working the dinner or you were there for the sit-down meal, you had to do like we do. You had to park across the street. And actually, but we didn't own the parking lot. It was owned by a garden nursery who would let us park there. So I pulled into the regular parking lot not knowing any better, and this older gentleman named Fred came right to my corridor and asked if I was there for takeout. I said, no, he says, and he says, who are you? I says, I'm the new priest, and this is my first time pulling in here. And he said, literally, I don't give the H who you are. You are parking across the street with the rest of the workers and with those sitting in the dining room. So that was my welcome, was Fred, to the parish. And when I still return to Michigan to visit family, the one meal I insist on is a perch fish fry. Returning to ordinary things that bring comfort, seeking out everyday activities that help us make sense of situations that often make little sense, and looking for common ground in those things that are familiar to us. This is what's happening in today's gospel. We find the disciples getting on with their lives after the trauma of the death of Jesus. So what did they do? They did what was familiar to them. They went fishing at night, but caught nothing. At daybreak, they meet a stranger who says, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" He tells them, "Cast your nets to the right side of the boat and you will find some." They did as they were told, and the disciple whom Jesus loved says to Peter while they're out in the lake, "It is the Lord." Peter gets so excited that he jumps into the sea to swim to the shore. And what did they find? Jesus was on the shore with a charcoal fire cooking fish and bread. He made them breakfast. He made them a fish fry. Today's passage from the Gospel according to John is the very last story of the very last Gospel written. Theologian Frederick Buechner points out that the first verses of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, and this last story of the last Gospel contain strong parallels. In Genesis 1, verse 1 and through 5, God creates saying, "Let there be light," and the light was good. In the very last story of the Gospel, the resurrected Christ creates lighting a charcoal fire and keeps it going to cook breakfast for his friends. The God of all creation does a very human thing. He tends to a fire to cook some food. All the segments of this scene, the disciples fishing at night, returning with empty nets, being sent out by Jesus to try again, catching so many fish their nets are near breaking, building a fire on the beach to cook breakfast, having a fish fry. They're all familiar to Jesus and his followers. It's not hard to imagine them doing this again and again during their times together. We read in other places, when pressed by the crowd, Jesus and his followers steal away to fry up some fish. They would regroup and find connection. They would strengthen their friendship and belief in one another over a fish fry. Isn't this the way it is with us? Isn't it true that in times of chaos, in times when we face impossible situations and we don't know where to turn, we find comfort in the ordinary things? Isn't it true that it is in the simple things that we find connection with each other? Isn't it true that in the ordinary, everyday encounters with each other to help us face that bitter divorce, enduring chronic pain or illness in our body, or to maintain our sanity during disasters? Isn't it true that it is the simple kindness when someone says a word that helps us go on, when we face unemployment or troubles in our families with alcohol or drugs? Isn't it true that when we've lost a loved one, it's the casserole left on the doorstep, or the card in the mail, or the familiar hug or look of concern, the ordinary grace-filled things that help us make sense when things make no sense whatsoever? And isn't that same thing true for us here at St. Peter's Church? It's coming together for 47 years in a row with our plant sale, or our tag sale, or our dinners. It does something to this community. It brings it together, infusing new life in it, and strengthening the bonds between us all. In my 19 months with you, I've witnessed the everyday kindness of the people here that create a genuine warmth and family feeling in this place. The help that we give in the summer to assist with the lunches handed out to our town's children who often go without food in the summer. The joint projects we sponsor with AHM, or one that's coming up with the Historical Society. Or last Thanksgiving when we hosted together with our Jewish brothers and sisters following the terrible shooting at the synagogue. All of these things communicate a simple, loving spirit to those outside our doors and feed us inside these doors. Isn't it true? These are the things that give us purpose and keep us keeping on. In the gospel, we're reminded how Jesus comes to us. He comes in everyday, ordinary things. Jesus comes in something as simple as a visit with a friend over a cup of coffee. Jesus comes when someone takes the time to listen to our woes, and we truly listen to the troubles of someone else. We come here each and every Sunday seeking something familiar. We gather in this very room, broken, confused, maybe lost, hurting, not able to make sense of the chaos or changes in life all around us, not able to make sense of a body that seems to betray us year by year. And we come here, and what do? We hear stories. We share bread and wine. We encounter the risen Jesus and strengthen the bonds between us. The risen Lord unites earth to heaven by becoming a human being who suffered what we suffer, who knows the joys that we know, who was comforted over simple things like we are. It is in the simple things we strengthen the bonds between us and find connection with God. Jesus reminds us today it is in something as simple as sitting down over a fish fry when we can touch one another and in doing so touch God himself. You are blessed because you already know something about the power of community here at St. Peter's Church. May all of us here today remember we do find and can find God in the ordinary things, in the simple things of living day by day with one another. And may we look for God in the simple things, and may we find God in one another. Amen.